Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're continuing our series of Shiurim. The Maharal should be the S'chus of morning Ratzah Shiyichu, Chayachev Afeg, Abbas Mechal, Abbas Basio, Soch Shachol Yisrael, Revizev Ben Yehudis, Lepros Mar Hashem, Lepros Mar Hashem, Deyem. We're in the Sefer Gvuris Hashem, Gvuris Hashem, Herek Samech Dalid. Rabbeinu is going to explain the Hallel, Loilanu, Hashem, Loilanu. Not for us, Hashem, not for us. Mipnei ki betchila b'shnei ha-mizmorim ha-rishonim. In the earlier two mizmor, Nasan halel al hanogas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemanik bo yolamo, Kimo shezachar mikimi me'afar dal me'ashpot yarim avyon. So first, in the first two Mizmarim, Perek Yud Kuf Yud Gimel, that start to the Pasuk of Halu Yalu Avdi Hashem Malu Hashem Hashem. And Perek Kuf Yud Dalet would start to the Pasuk of Betzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim Beis Yaakov Me'am Lois. And these are the two first Mizmarim of Hallel that are said before the Se'udan Perek Samech Beis. Rabbeinu explains the reason that Hallel is split up into two parts before the Se'udan and after the Se'udan. Akoponim, here Rabbeinu is explaining the next parak of Tesvav, Lalanu Hashem Lalanu. So in the first two Mizmorim, he gave praise to Hashem and how he runs the world. Like we say, 113:7, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts up from the dust the poor, and from the ashbos, from the dustbins or whatever, he raises the poor, another lashon of poor. The lashon of Rabbeinu in Perek Samech Beis is ve'achar she'amar shuit barach magbihi la'shavet u'mashpili lirot b'shamayim u'va'aretz l'seder v'tzivut shalem hen she'hagvohim hen b'rshusoy hen she'ino ozev et ha'shfalim. So after he said that Hashem is magbihi la'shaves, Hashem sits very high up and he's mashpili lirot, he looks down b'shamayim u'va'aretz. Hashem is even looking down on the shamayim. Hashem is above everything. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't leave the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. Al Zeh Amar Ki Hu Yisbarach Misader Metzius Shel Hem Al Yidei Chiluki Anhagos Shehem Al Yidei Chesed V'Din V'Rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misader Der Metzius by different Anhagos, which is Chesed, Din, and Rachamim. U'Behen Manik Olam Al Yidei Shloshe Dvarim Eru. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manik his world based on these three things. So when it says in the pasuk "Mikim me'afar dal," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts the poor from the dust, that's judgment. Because why should the dal, the poor, be so shuffled, so low until the earth? And therefore, when Hashem lifts him up, it's been mishpat of amidas hadin. Aval dal zeh ma'ashehu mi'ashpot yarim avyon le'oshivi im nedivim im nedivei amo hu al tzad ha'chesed ki mitzad hadin dai lo liot she'ino avyon. But here it says weiter. It says from the ashbos, from the garbage bins, he lifts the avyon le'oshivi to place him with the nedivim. Who's the nedivim? As I'll say, nediv is Avraham Avinu. It's necessary to say, look what the pasuk is saying over here. That from Evyon he becomes, goes on the level of Avraham Avinu. So this is Chesed, this is Nedivim. Voshivin Nedivim Nedivei Amo. Zel Tzad HaChesed, Ki Mitzad HaDin, it's enough that he's not an Evyon like everybody else. But that Hashem puts him among the Nedivim, Zel Chesed Gamur. So far, sweet friends, we have Mishpat and Chesed. And then we have mercy. And that's what we have in Pasuk Tes. Moshivia keres habayis, eim abonim smecha, v'zein o chesed v'ein o din. That he places the keres habayis, the ikar woman of the house, the mother, the happy mother of sons, that's not chesed and not din. Ein o chesed, sherei kol shenev red liot lo banim b'teva. The fact that he gives her children isn't chesed, that's the teva of a woman. She was created to have sons. And And din is mikimim yafrado. The guy is so low, but din he should be saved. That a human being doesn't deserve to be so low. Aval zo she'ein la banim, but this woman who doesn't have sons, ein ze shiflut. It's not such a low shiflus. It's not so low like being in the dust. Rak she'ein la habracha mashehu l'sha'ar nashim. She just doesn't have the bracha that comes to other women. V'anaga zot klula k'tzat midat din v'k'tzat chesed. It's a little din, a little chesed, and that's rachamim. In other words, it's a little bit of chesed that she has children, but she was created with teva, so it's not that much chesed. And it's a little bit of din. A little bit she deserves it, and it's a little bit of chesed. In the middle, and that's rachamim. Uve'elu shalosh midot ha-kadosh baruch hu manhig olamo. These three midas, chesed, din, and rachamim, because Baruch Hu is manhig his world. V'chsiv, ani Hashem oseh chesed, mishpat u'tzedakah ba'aretz. Gevaldik. The pasuk says, I am God who does chesed, that's one. Mishpat is two, and stuck is rachamim ba'aretz. These are the three midas. Maral understands that stuck is the rachamim. So we're back into our text. So we had earlier on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was manning the world with these three midas: Chesed, Mishpat, and Din. Chesed, Mishpat, and Rachamim. Uvimizmor she'acharav, that's Kuf Yikim. Kuf Yedalid, Sukim Aleph Teches, Nasan Hala, and flows chutz miteva shel olam. Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh ba'olam, leman yirayav. Perek Kuf Yedalid. It says, Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Beis Yaakov mi Amloes, Eisa Yehuda, Lekadsho Yisrael, Mam Shelosav. So here we're giving Hallel, we're giving praise to Hashem, and the wonders that are outside of nature, of the world, with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish the world. His Lashon in Perek Samech Beis, Lashon of Rabbeinu is, Achar Shesider Hanagat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Et HaOlam. B'davar Shehu Hanagat HaOlam, Ve'eino Yotze Min HaTeva, התחיל אחר כך לספר בדבורם שהם למעלה מן הטבע, אשר השם יזבורך מחדש בעולם. וכל הדבורם אשר זוכר אחר כך, כולם הם חידוש ונפלוס אשר יעשה הקדוש ברוך הוא בעולם. So after הקדוש ברוך הוא was מסדר, after the פסוק was מסדר בנהגב השם, which is not יוצא מן הטבע, now he goes to what's יוצא מן הטבע. That השם is מחדש in his world, things that are outside of nature. And who does he do them for? He does them, Leman Yireyav, for those who fear him. Like we see in the Pasuk in Tehillim 34:8, Chonem Malach Hashem Saviv Lireyav, Ayichalatzin. The Malach of Hashem encamps around those who fear him, and he saves them. And it also says in Tehillim 33:18-19, that the eye of God is to those who fear him, to those who wait for his chesed, to save them from death, and to give them life in famine. And it says in the Pasuk, Nasat l'recha neslis noses, nisim for those who fear God. The Abu Dharam, where he's explaining the Achroza Rosh Chodesh, he writes, Mishasa nisim l'avriseinu, al shem nasat l'recha neslis noses. What does it mean, Mishasa nisim l'avriseinu? He does nisim because the Pasuk says, you gave to those who fear you a neslis noses, means something high on a mast, elevated. The Ramban writes, Dvarim Chav Tes, Ki HaTorah Tetzaveh B'Derech HaAretz, Ta'aseh Nisim Yimerav B'Esteh. So the Torah is talking about Derech HaTeva, B'Derech HaAretz. But the Nisim are done with those who fear God in a hidden way. The Radak writes, Shmuel Aleph Tes Zayin Beis, Kadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Nisim Flos Im Yireyav. The Rashba, Chelek Chesim and Reish Pei Gimel writes, Pamim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Nes Lireyav Levatam Hem Gzeres HaKrichovim. Kadosh Baruch Hu does a nes with those who fear him, he's Levatam the Gzeres HaKrichovim. This is brought in the Beis Yosef in Yerden Kofan Tes. And explaining this on Hag, of course, these are in the footnotes, which we use when we study the Maran together. In the Bir and Hag of Yirei Hashem, it says in the Pasuk, Kirachim Ova Abonim, Richam Hashem Al Yireyav. That's a Pasuk in Tehillim 103:13. The Maral is Mashrish. But the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do a nes for nothing brachas nim chesem and aleph is because nisim boi mitzlo le mitzad mitzarachem. L'matzon a nes bolam rakasher a nes so abitzor v'ashem yisbarach marachem alem v'del mitzarachem. That's a mitzarachem of Hashem As the Maharal writes in the Chiddush HaGadol of Gittin and Vavam and Aleph, that it's them when the Jewish people need rachamim, he does it for his people, for the Jews. That's why it says, Richam Hashem al Yureyav. Why Richam Hashem al Yureyav, not Richam Hashem al Oavav, those who love him? So, when we talk about Kurachem Aval Banam, Lucharitz Oavav, maybe the answer is that Maharal writes in the Sefer Netzach in Perakit Aleph, Nikur Yisrael Banim, Hishem Banim Mitzal Asher Hashem Yisbrach Hu Ila Lahem, Kamo Av Shu Ila Lahem. We're called Banim because our source is God. Like the Father is the source, is the reason for His Son. V'yachas Shal Ila La'olul is the yachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lireyach. Like Rabbeinu writes in the Sif Yeres Hashem, V'nei Ki Etzem Hayira Mashu Olul Hashem Yisbrach Shu Ha'ila. You know why Yiras Hashem adds life? Because you are relating back, when you have Yiras Hashem, you're relating back to your Ila. Your Ila is the source. The Olu is what comes out of the source. So when we have proper Yiras Shemayim, we're relating to Hashem, and that to our Ila, and that's what gives us life. And that's a yachas of Yira. Yira is Hashem Taisiv Chaim. So when we talk about Yira, we're talking about a yachas of an Olul El Ha'ila. The result to the source. In the Mela, that's why we have here a yachas of Rachamim. A yachas of Yira. That's why Pasuk says, Kirachim, Av Al Banim. Richam Hashem Al Yireyev. It's a Rachamim Al Yireyev. The emphasis is on Yireyev. But the fear, why? Because Av Al Banim, father to son, is a relationship of fear. Why? Because that's a yachas of an olol to an ila. And that's why it adds life. Because when you relate back to your ila, to your source, it adds life for you. And that's through Yira. Yira is Hashem Taisiv Chaim. So again, Yira is the yachas of the effect to the cause. That's couched in terms of Yira. And Memel in our pasuk also, Kirachim Av Abanim Richam Hashem Al Yureyav, and not Al Oavav, because this relationship of father to son is Yira, because that's a yachas of an Olul to an Ila. Also, Rachamim is shaykh to someone who's chaser. Ki mikol harachim and Racham Yishu Betzara, and in the Sefer Netzach, he writes in Perak Mem Zayin. Harachamim kasher atachtoinim b'tzara, b'tzrichim l'rachamim merachim alem. When the tachtoinim are b'tzara, and they need rachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachim alem. In the Ma'amari Pachad Yitzchak on Sukkos, Rabbeinu writes, Rav Shishiva Zatzal, Hashpoas hachesed mevuseses al hakol asmailas amakabu. Eitiv lo ba'asher hu gadol v'toiro ba'asher ma'alasa. Ki ma'alasa me'oireres bi'arotzen ma'ashpi alem. Jehu hashpoas harachamim mevuseses al hakol asmailas amakabu. Chesed is because of the mile of the makabel. You do chesed when you recognize somebody's mile. Rachamim is when you recognize the chisaron of the makabel. Eitiv lo kash basher yesh li velo en. Kol atzmo eino nizon ele mikvanat heyos ezul as chosid. That's because the other person is chosid. That's why you're giving him. That's rachamim. Nesiv Yiras Hashem, Rabbeinu writes, "It's Bralachan Yemalas Yiras Shemayim, Shaisa Atzmo Olu, Hashem Eno Klal Neged Eilitz Baruch." Yiras Shemayim means you're an Olu. You come out of Hashem, and you're nothing against Hashem. Chiddush HaGadol, Rabbeinu writes, "Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Mishu Yoreh Shemayim Bazeh, Hu Olu Lela Ila, Hu Mevatel Mitzius Atzmo Hashem Yisbarach Legamre. Lo Ken Oyves Hashem Yisbarach, Eino Mevatel Mitziusu Al Hashem Yisbarach. Yoreh Shemayim." You're mevatel yourself to Hashem, but not an oev. That's what we see in an oev and a yare. An oev feels the ava. That's why you feel good. When you're in love, you're in love with a girl, you feel great. Wow, you feel expanded. But yira is bittel. When you love God, you feel expanded. When you feel yira, you're nothing. Rav Chaim writes in Shaar Daled that Bechinas Yira less than Megar Meklum. Yira is that you have nothing. And therefore, Yaris Hashem is bevat himself to Hashem, and that's Ma'ir Rachamim. In other words, since you're saying you have nothing, and we saw before that Rachamim comes to somebody who lacks, like the Rosh Hashiva said, Pachad Yitzchok. So Mamela, when you realize that you lack, that you have nothing, so that's Ma'ir Rachamim. And that's why the pasuk says, "Ki rachim av abanim yiricham Hashem al yireyav." Like a father has mercy on his sons, God's going to have mercy on those who fear Him. Fear Him because they lack; they realize they have nothing and they lack. In the middle, that's more rachim. But it's still not so pashut because oyev is called rachim. Rachmanim, the same thing. Rachmanim, it's oyev. Oyev tagum im rachamoy. The Targum of Oev is Merachamoi. So he also, love comes from Rachamim. It's hard to say that Midas HaRachamim is more with Yireyav than with Oev. So in Perek Mem Dalid, in the Machon Yerushalayim edition, in the R169, the words of Agoyim Rabbi Yonis and David Shlita, the Rosh Hashiva of Pachad Yitzchak in Yerushalayim, are brought. He's Machalik bein the Dveikus Sheyesh be'ahava, that's Dveikus of Achtus, and the Dveikus Sheyesh be'yira, which is the Dveikus of Kiyum, Kumosh Ha'atzemach, the Dveik ba'aretz, which is the Dveikus ba'kiyum, the Dveikus be'achtus, shel Achtus. When you have a Tzemach, when you have a sprout that's connected to the ground, that's not achdus. It's not one with the ground. It's not like connected to the ground. It's connected to the ground because that's what gives it a kiyum. That's what gives it existence. So there's a certain ava that's that when we talk about ava, it's dveikus of achdus. Oh, I feel one with Hashem, one with the spouse, and then there's a dveikus of yira, which is that I'm clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I can't exist without Him. That's a different type of a different type of dveikus. So that's what's mezakeh people to have yirei shamayim, to have nisim, because they realize they can't exist without God. It's a dveikus of kiyum. And Mamela al Tzrachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be Merachim, and those who fear Him. Doesn't have to do anything. He's Merachim, and those who fear Him, because they can't exist without Him, it's a Dveikus of Kiyum. So, back into the text, again, to verse Hashem, Perek Samach Dalet. U'mizra shalachor nasan halal anaflos chutz miteva shel oylam, shakadosh baruch hu mechadish b'oylam l'mani layav. And then Parakuf Yadalit is talking about the miracles that God does in the world for those who fear Him. The Mizmor Hazeh ba lo'odi asiba shu'ase nisim l'fichach amar lo lanu kefal aloshim shlo yamash meloi lanu af al gav shiyesh la'asis lanu ein anu mevakshim shetase lanu ela b'shvil kvot shemecha. Perush Yisrael omrim la'ashem that even though they have biyadam Schuyos lahatzdik et asiyat hanisim bavur atzalatam. Shelo yamashma. You shouldn't think. Lo lanu. With a kefa lashon. Af agav sheyesh lasot lanu. In other words, you shouldn't think that you should do for us. But we're not asking that you should do it for our sake, that we're worthy. But rather do it lichvot shemecha, lekach kofal, loylanu Hashem, loylanu, she'en lanu shum schut shetase b'shvileinu. Don't think that we're saying we have a schus. We don't have a schus. We don't have any schus, and therefore, laman kvot shemecha. Like it says in Zvachim, shana levakosev la'akev, it doubles up in order to be ma'akev, to mechazek b'inyan, to show no, we don't have any schuyos. That's why we want you to save us. only lechvod shemecha. Okay, so mirtz Hashem, we have many thousands of shiurim that we want to give. And Maharal, we just need life and health and financial means and everything else. And mirtz Hashem, anachnu nolmad et zev, ze yeh ne'ir einayim u'mesameach lev. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.